This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Dunn County Highway Department is hoping to construct a new storage facility over the coming years. Highway Department officials say their current facility was built over 40 years ago and no longer has the capacity to hold the vehicles and equipment needed to manage roads during the harsh winter months. With that limited capacity, some vehicles and equipment must be left outside year-round, leading to additional weather-related wear and tear and overall higher maintenance costs as a result of that damage. The Highway Department proposal calls for the construction of a $17.5 million storage building as well as some renovations to convert the existing building into a mechanic and welding shop. The Dunn County Board has already approved beginning the design portion of the project next year, but a decision on whether the full project will go forward will not be made until the capital budget is finalized in November. If approved, construction on the proposed 72,000-square-foot facility would begin in 2028. More information on the proposal is available on the Dunn County website. The Royal Credit Union Foundation has announced a significant donation to support the efforts of the new Day Resource Center in Eau Claire. According to a press release, the foundation has contributed $100,000 to Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council's One Better Way campaign. The campaign seeks to raise a total of $6.4 million to cover the development of the Day Resource Center that opened earlier this year and its ongoing operations to assist unhoused individuals. Organization officials say they're about $1 million away from that goal. The Pablo Foundation has awarded significant grant funding to support a local youth mentorship program in Eau Claire. According to a press release, the Pablo Foundation awarded a grant of over $35,000 to Tandem Mentorship, allowing the organization to expand its youth accountability and restorative services programs. The organization seeks to help young people develop the skills needed to address conflict and develop more positive relationships. The funding will be used to improve volunteer coordination and community outreach. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Some Green Bay voters got duplicate absentee ballots in the mail over the weekend due to a printing error. The city sent out an alert that the clerk's office mailed just over 5,000 absentee ballots on Wednesday and Thursday for the August primary. On Saturday, they say staff discovered some voters received a duplicate ballot. The city is mailing letters to each affected voter. Green Bay City Clerk Celestine Jeffries issued a statement saying in part, quote, "I regret the printing error that occurred. I assure our voters that only one ballot per eligible voter will be tabulated." Jeffries encouraged anyone with questions to contact the clerk's office directly. A Madison priest accused of child sex crimes will no longer serve as a religious leader in the Catholic Church. The Diocese of Madison made the announcement Thursday morning. Andrew Showers was arrested in August of 2025 after agreeing to meet with a minor who ended up being an undercover sergeant posing as a 14-year-old girl. In a letter from Bishop Donald Hying, he explained that Showers petitioned for a dispensation from his priestly obligations with Pope Leo XIV granting the petition. Showers cannot be referred to as father or reverend, wear the Roman collar, or perform acts of ministry. Wisconsin will avoid a costly federal penalty on food stamp benefits after keeping its error rate below a key limit. That's according to state and federal officials. Governor Tony Evers said the state stayed under the 6% threshold, meaning it won't have to pay up to $205 million next year. The USDA reports Wisconsin's error rate was 5.7%, lower than the national average of 10.6%. The program, known as Food Share, helps thousands of families across Wisconsin. A Wisconsin energy company will pay $275,000 for failing to report a pipeline leak fast enough. The Department of Justice says a settlement with Enbridge was reached last week over a 2019 spill in Fort Atkinson. Investigators say the company failed to quickly report the release of a hazardous substance as required by state law. State leaders say the law is meant to hold companies accountable when spills happen. What started as a well-meaning effort to save a national symbol turned tragic in Adams County. Authorities say a 72-year-old man drowned while trying to rescue an injured eagle in Pentonwell Lake. Investigators say he became trapped in underwater debris near shore, and he was not wearing a life jacket. His body was recovered Wednesday after a large search effort. A long-discussed rail connection between Milwaukee and Madison is a step closer to reality, with the state now seeking major federal funding. Wisconsin has applied for a $218 million grant to help expand Amtrak's service between the two cities. The proposal includes two daily round trips and new stations in Pewaukee and Watertown, with service possibly starting by 2030. The state would also pay part of the cost and provide ongoing support to operate the line. A decision from federal officials is expected in the months ahead. Get ready to feel like it's 100 degrees or higher outside with the heat and humidity headed our way. More than half our state is under an extreme heat warning from the National Weather Service, starting at noon today until Tuesday evening. Health experts say heat-related risks like heat exhaustion and heat stroke become much more likely under these conditions. They recommend drinking plenty of water and try to avoid being outside during the hottest time of the day between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. If you do have to be outside, make sure to wear light, loose clothing and take breaks from the heat often. More details coming up in weather. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers' homestand continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers opening a four-game series tonight against the Reds. The crew with a long stretch to the All-Star break. Yesterday, they lost to the Cubs 4-3 in extra innings before another sold-out crowd of over 42,000 in Milwaukee. I spoke to Craig Counsell in the visiting manager's office after the Cubs won the series 2-1.
I've always said this. I've said this for, you know, the last 20 years, is that like this? It's unique when you go to a stadium that kind of feels like fans for both teams, that those are always unique atmospheres. It almost feels like there's more people here because there's always cheering going on. Like we played well. We played a fun series, and it's a really good baseball team.
Now, Brewers manager Pat Murphy, recovering from back surgery last week, left the ballpark right after the game. Brewers hitting coach Jason Lane.
We have a collaboration of guys, and, you know, Murph's still around, and the situation he's in trying to recover and stuff, I think it's went as smooth as it could.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, breezy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 96 with a heat index 100 to 105 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 77 tomorrow. Mostly sunny, scattered afternoon storms. Another muggy day, 95. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.